One year I was picked up by a taxi driver at Heathrow, and he asked, I guess this was 2004, it was my final semester, and he asked me where am I headed, and I gave him the address, and he says, oh, University of London Residence Hall. So I'm like, okay, you know, he's a taxi driver, he knows the city well. And then he starts talking to me about LSE, and he knew a lot about the LSE sociology department from the 1980s. And so I just said to him, why do you know so much about LSE? And he said, oh, I have a master's degree in sociology from LSE from the 1980-something. And I'm thinking, this guy's driving a taxi? And they, okay, maybe he hears the American accent and he's, you know, playing a game with me or something. But he knew way, way too much about all the sociology professors from LSE in the 1980s to not have a degree from that department. And so I just asked him, you know, I think maybe he's going undercover to research the sociology of taxi driving in London or something. But it turns out, once I got his story out of him, and it all lines up, that he had certain skills in sociology that very rapidly became obsolete in with statistic analysis software, that you basically have to relearn everything. And it just got to the point where there was so little demand for a sociologist that he was making many multiples of salary as a taxi driver than he ever would in the field of sociology without relearning all the software. So if you are looking at how certain fields, or example, when I was a student, I attended some of the alumni events here. There's a group called West Midlands Friends of LSE, and it was back 10, 11, 12 years ago. It was people who graduated mostly in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s who were aged in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. A couple of them might be here now. And time again, they said the same thing to me. Don't worry about what you want to do professionally. Just learn something, and the rest will fall into place because entire fields become obsolete quickly and new ones open up. The example they used was computers, where at one time it was such an obscure subgenre of mathematics, and within a few years it was the most lucrative field on the planet. So if that wants to fit into LSE lore somewhere, you can. All right, I'll sign your form.